Good morning, brothers and sisters. There's a very old and very perfusive belief of the difference between men and women. We find it in all cultures and pretty much in all time that men typically represent the head and women typically represent the heart. It's this very simple and very basic distinction. We see this manifested very clearly, of course, in families, but generally even in culture. We think this probably goes back to our very nature when God made us in his image and likeness. In order to create the fullness of his image in man, he had to create mankind in different ways, with different attributes to express his fullness, reality of his goodness and his love and his power. For this reason, men and women typically are given certain gifts, certain abilities, certain powers that the other doesn't have, at least not naturally. Of course, supernaturally, anything's possible. That means for a father, especially in his family, he has a unique ability to instruct the minds, the beliefs of his children. He can form those beliefs in a way far more powerful than the mother, as the head. And with that power, of course, he can use it for good or he can use it for evil. And so, in like manner, he can do great harm in the thoughts and the beliefs of his children. Mothers, of course, don't necessarily have that power over the head to the same degree. Their power is over the heart. And they are given this amazing ability to bring comfort and peace to their children. But in like manner, they can take it away. This is their power, and this is their gift. And we believe it was God who made this distinction and gave it to them. It's important for us to reflect upon this, not only in our own nature as humans, but generally, theologically, because it's God who made us. It's God who is revealing something mystical to us in these truths. And we see this in his very church. We see this truth in his very church. A lot of times when people think about the Catholic Church, they think about the Pope and the bishops and the priests, and they're wrong if that's what they're thinking. Because they are the head of the church. They stand in the person of Christ. They're not the body. And like the head, I, your father, your priest, I teach. That's ultimately my primary function. That's what I'm doing now. I'm instructing your minds, hopefully, in the gospel. Teaching you the teachings of Jesus Christ. And that's good, and you need it. But it's not that which brings you comfort and peace in the church. The church is the bride of Christ. And so she, like a mother, has to comfort you, has to console you, has to bring you peace. And how does she do this? She does it like every mother. She feeds you in the Eucharist. She cleanses you in confession. That's what she does. Like every mother, when a child is injured or afraid, they usually go to mom for comfort. I mean, if they want to understand something, they'll go to their father. But when they need comfort, when they don't have peace, they go to their mother. And she holds them, and she tells them it's going to be okay. If she's Italian or Mexican, she feeds them. If they're dirty, she cleanses them. And that's precisely what the church does in her sacraments. She is truly a mother to us. And in a real sense, the mother of God. St. Bernard of Clairvaux made this distinction between the Blessed Mother and the church. He says, whatever you say about one, you can say about the other. Today we celebrate the divine motherhood of Mary, she who gave birth to our Savior Jesus Christ. And the church, in like manner, gives birth to the adopted sons of God through baptism. It was Mary who, when Jesus was an infant and a child, fed him, nursed him, cared for him, cleaned him. It is the church who does that in her very sacraments for the adopted children of God. We see this beautiful maternal expression manifested in both the body of Christ and his Immaculate Mother. Now, by necessity and by design, we are forced to come to the church. Jesus wants us to be consoled and to find peace in these sacraments. But it would be a terrible negligence to leave Our Lady out of the picture. Our Lord himself gave us her as a gift from the cross when he said to St. John, the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." Mary has this unique ability to help bring us peace, to comfort us in our troubles, just like the church. It's so important that we turn to her, seeking that assistance. A lot of times we go to Jesus, we're asking him for peace, we're asking him for help, and nothing seems to happen. And he says, "I sent you my mother. Talk to her. Go to her. She will help you find peace. She will comfort you." One of the great titles given to our Lord is that he is the Prince of Peace. And we know that Mary, as his mother, gave to us this prince. And if we come to her, she can continue to give us his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.